Hello, my name is Sammy James, and I would like to welcome you to Boo-Ha-Ha Podcast. Here on Boo-Ha-Ha, we will have a different conversation every week on a horror or paranormal topic, and all of these conversations are with comedians like myself, who happen to also be horror or paranormal fans. We're going to talk about horror movies, horror books, but also some other stuff that might surprise you. And besides us all being comedians, this show also prioritizes voices that might not always be included in mainstream horror conversation. So a lot of these conversations are with people of color, trans people, queer people, disabled people, and the occasional straight and cis person as well. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the ride, and let's get going. One. Well, welcome. Thanks for doing this.
You're very thank you for having me.
Yeah. How are you doing today? How's your day been?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, the weather's been great here, and I'm just having an all together great day. How about you?
Good. And I actually don't know this. Where are you Skyping in from?
I'm Skyping in from New Jersey.
Okay. Okay, I thought you might have been in New York, but because I'm in Jersey too, so.
Oh well, hi neighbor.
Yeah. But anyway, I've been having my guests introduce themselves. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure, I can do that. Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Knowlton. I've always been a horror fan, especially Dracula and vampires. But I got into horror when I was a child. Like, my parents didn't have that rule where I couldn't watch anything. Mm-hmm. Like, most of the time, if it was a horror movie, they would watch it with me and make sure that I knew that it was just fake. And then I was able to watch anything that I wanted to. I think we had all the channels at the time, which was like HBO, Cinemax, and Showtime. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy. Like, I remember just staying up like really late and watching horror movies. And then one of my earliest memories was I was sleeping over a friend's house. And, of course, she had older brothers, and they had, like, a horror collection and everything. And we decided to take A Nightmare on Elm Street. And we waited till, like, after midnight and after everyone was asleep. And we went downstairs, and we popped it in the player, and it scared the bejesus out of us. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's my whole thing. And then later in life, I got into doing horror movies. It all started with a movie actually called Mortal, which has vampires in it. And then right after Mortal, actually when I was filming at the same time, we're doing a movie called Terror at 10 Acres. And that's actually where I met my fiance, and we've been together for like 10 years now. And after that, we had branched out and started doing our own films under our company's name, Trick or Treat Films.
Yep.
Which actually, sorry about that. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I can just babble on. And anyway, it's like we do short films and everything. And one film that we did years ago, we entered into a competition. We had like no chance in winning at all. But we're like, let's just put one up there and see what happens. And then like maybe a couple weeks went by, we were contacted by a company doing like a compilation of a lot of horror movies. And our movie was picked to be on the World of Death DVD. It's called M is for Maleficent, and we are currently streaming over in Germany and London right now.
Huh, cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. But anyway, we've done your intro to horror. Would you like to introduce the topic for this week?
Yes, this week we are talking about Dracula. Ooh.
Yeah, and you know, I Googled it. I've seen a lot of Dracula has had his name attached to a ton of movies.
I know. I believe. Oh gosh, I think I looked at one thing. It was like 200 movies and still going, and that doesn't even include like the cartoons and things that are out right now. Yeah. It's crazy.
See, IMDb has some ranked from best to worst. It has 60 of them.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I know there are so many. It's like, oh wow, it's like, where do you even start?
Yeah, number one, I've actually never heard of this. It's Dracula Pages from a Virgin's Diary.
Ooh, that sounds like something I would totally watch.
Yeah, I'm like, I haven't seen. I mean, it's above Nosferatu and it's above Nosferatu, Shadow of the Vampire, and Dracula, so I'm like, and the 1931 Dracula, so I'm like, it must be good.
Yeah, it must be. I mean, yeah, with a title like that, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess maybe like Virgin's Blood is Sweeter or something.
Yeah.
So I definitely have to check that one out. Yeah. I know I have not seen that one. I have seen the 1922 Nosferatu. That one I've definitely seen.
Yeah, I've seen that. And have you seen the, God, now, God, why am I blanking on the guy's name? The 60s or 70s Nosferatu?
Yes, I have seen that. I'm trying to think of which one that was. There's a couple of them.
I've seen so many of the guy's movies, I hate that I can't think of his name now.
I know, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish we could have like 8 billion apps open at the same time. It's like, we will figure that one out. But yeah, there was a couple of them made in 1964. Like, I know the one that sticks out to me would be Batman Dracula, which was based on the DC character. It's like, mm-hmm. you have, you know, horror nerds and regular comic book nerds come together in one movie, and it's like, whoa, what am I? It's like they smashed Batman and Dracula
Werner Herzog.
And put them together.
Werner Herzog, that's the guy.
There we go. Yeah.
Someone was gonna yell at me if I didn't get that. I already on the last episode, none of these have dropped yet, but I know that I'm gonna have to open the episode before this one with like a disclaimer because I got the plots of the last episode was werewolves. And I got the plots of Bad Moon and now I can't even think of the other, and like it's called like Red Moon Rising or something. I got the plots confused, so I was talking about Bad Moon, which is a movie from the 80s, but I was talking about it with this other plot. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh, no.
I know, I hate that. I'm like the same way. It's like, you think of one thing, and then it's the other, and then it's like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Let's see.
It's like, I know definitely another one that I definitely fell in love with was Bram Stoker's Dracula when they made it into a movie in 1992, the one with Winona Ryder. And,
Gary Oldman.
Just stuck.
Is that the Gary Oldman one?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'm like, that one, it's like, I fell in love with that movie.
So, according to this IMDb list, the worst one of the 60, so not even a full representation, but of this 60 movie list, the worst one is Count Dracula's Great Love, which I also don't think I've seen.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one either.
I've seen Dracula Has Risen from the Grave. That is bad.
I know there are some out there that you're like, ah, wow, I won't get that hour of my life back. I would have been like, yeah, Dracula, take me now. I'm done.
Yeah, I've unfortunately seen Frankenstein Island too, which is on.
I've seen that one. Yeah.
Billy the Kid versus Dracula. I don't know that, but I want to. Yeah, Dracula 2000 is near the bottom of this list. That one's not that good.
Well, I know there's some of them I'm like, why did they do that?
I
Like, no.
actually I actually like Dracula AD.
I still want to get back to this whole Billy the Kid and Dracula. You know, it's like I can see Billy the Kid having
What
little
is this
stakes in his
plot?
sides.
Dracula travels to the American West, intent on making a beautiful ranch owner his next victim. Her outlaw Billy the Kid, however, finds out about it and rushes to save her. It's from this, it's from the 60s, but that sounds like such a silent movie.
It does. I mean, it's like instead of having guns, did he have like wooden stakes or something?
I mean, that's all it's given me.
That's like so crazy. Like, it's probably crazy good though.
Dracula
It's like, what?
Untold. Dracula Untold is in like the middle of this list.
Wow.
I really hated it.
Don't even get me started on that one.
Yeah. Hey, and
Like,
this
that
is.
was definitely a why did they do that? Like, why?
And the thing is, I actually would be very interested in an actual Vlad the Impaler movie.
Oh, that would be amazing.
And that's, I kind of want, I held out hope that that's what that was gonna be.
Yeah.
But it
And then it
wasn't.
was like,
Yeah.
no.
And
Nope.
one that I definitely want to talk about is Dracula's Daughter.
Ooh.
Do you know this one?
I do.
Yeah, and it's.
Oh, lovely. 1936. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, wow. Yes. Yeah. I'm looking at that right now. It's like, wow, I can't believe Universal Pictures did that one.
Yeah,
That's
and I
amazing.
mean, like, it's a very queer movie. For the time, Frank, at least. Like, it's like, I
Yeah,
mean,
of the
and there's
time,
definitely
yeah.
a lot of the issues of the time as well. Like, it's a lot of like predatory shit, but it's also about a vampire, which like I don't know, I feel like most vampire movies are a little queer.
Just a little bit. I mean, I don't really think like Dracula has a preference of who he drinks blood from, males or females. It's
Yeah, I remember Son of Dracula not liking it that much.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't even really remember much about the plot.
Yeah, that one, no. Not ringing a bell on this end too much either. But yeah, it's like Dracula's daughter, definitely. Like, there are so many.
And so many of the Hammer Dracula movies were so good. Christopher Lee's Dracula is iconic to me.
Like, I think that would probably like be the best out of Hammer films would be that one. It's like, yes.
I think like Prince of Darkness is pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. It's like Prince of Darkness is definitely good.
Dracula's dog? How do I not know that?
What?
Okay, oh. I mean, I was about to read one that I loved the plot of, but I got to this one, and like, this one takes precedence. This one definitely takes precedence. Russian soldiers accidentally unleash the servant of Dracula, as well as his dog, during excavations in Romania. To get. Let's see.
Hail Dracula, hail Dracula. Have a very sick sense of humor. There's there's like so many. Like I said, it's like Batman Dracula, and then there was like Batman Fights Dracula. Like I love like when they mosh stuff in, yeah. And you know, like what was it? The Satanic Rites of Dracula. Mm-hmm. Like wow. Yeah.
Monster Squad is technically a Dracula movie.
Oh my god, I love Monster Squad. They need to bring that back to theaters.
Yeah.
Or wait, drive-in movie. Sorry, I forgot what we were doing these days.
Yeah. But this one, I don't know how I've never... I'm actually kind of ashamed of myself right now. But have you ever heard of Nocturna?
No, Nocturna, no.
Okay, so Dracula's granddaughter falls in love with a disco guitarist and runs away to New York City with him. That is the plot of this movie.
Wow.
She's trying to become human again through disco dancing.
And there, now that's a sight to see right there. We could call it, like, if they ever went on tour, like, you know, Dracula on tour.
Yeah. Right? But do you have, maybe it's one we've already mentioned, but do you have a favorite?
Definitely Nosferatu, the 1922 version. Yeah, definitely Bram Stoker's Dracula, 1992. And on a funny note, Dracula Dead and Loving It, the Mel Brooks movie.
Yeah.
I rewatched that last night, and I forgot how funny that movie was. Mm-hmm. I love it. It was like slapstick around every corner.
Yeah, and that's
like not to mention it's like the whole cast was like amazing. It's like I love, you know, Leslie Nielsen, of course Mel Brooks is in it, Harvey Korman, it's like Amy Yazbeck, it's like what's that dude? He played in Wings with Amy Yazbeck. Steven Weber was in it. Like it was just amazing. It's like I just like I said, it's like that's one of my favorite movies. I could probably talk about that movie for like 10 hours. Yeah. So how about you? What are your favorites? I mean,
Nosferatu is definitely there. Dracula's daughter. But let's see.
I mean, what do you think? Like of the like the Van Helsing film?
I didn't. Like, have you seen that one? I didn't like it.
I like the book better. I definitely like the book better.
I didn't know it was a book. Was that a graphic novel?
I believe it was.
Okay. Yeah. Mark of the Vampire is a good one.
Ooh.
Shadow of the Vampire.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, I'd say like Nosferatu and the 1931 Dracula.
Nice. I'm, like, talking about, you know, vampire movies, and obviously, like, I guess they're in relation to Dracula, because everybody's, like, worn off of Dracula and everything, and it's, like, I really loved, like, Anne Rice's Interview with a Vampire. Mm-hmm. I think that was probably one of, like, the best vampire movies that was made out there.
Yeah.
Like, that one, yes, yeah. I like that one. I don't know where you stand, like, on the Twilight movies. Like, if you're into the Twilight or not.
Not really.
I mean, I thought it was for, like, teens and things like that, but, yeah, vampires, in my opinion, shouldn't sparkle.
Nope.
Good. I'm glad that you agree. I know going to Monster Mania and being, like, a vendor there and everything, it's like somebody walked in one time with, like, a Twilight shirt, and I think they got beat up for that.
Ah.
And I was like, whoa. Hmm. Like hardcore, you know, those Dark Shadows people are quite hardcore. No, I'm just kidding. But we did split pizza with the original cast of Dark Shadows one time at a convention.
Cool.
So yeah, I love Dark Shadows as well. I love the TV show. The movie that they remade with Johnny Depp, it was okay. Mm-hmm. But I definitely love the television show.
Yeah, no, I love that TV series.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm looking for, I'm like trying to, keep everything on budget now because Lord knows when things are going to pick back up. But I would definitely love to get, the DVDs to Dark Shadows and just like rewatch it from start to finish. So, yes. I'm like, vampires? Yes.
Yeah, if you really like with Nosferatu, I think like Nosferatu is probably the closest as far as the original book, like
Yeah, I would definitely say
plot
that.
wise. And I think honestly, because I know it's the case with werewolves, but I actually don't know if it's the case with vampires, where like with werewolves, a lot of the modern mythology was born out of that first Wolfman movie. The whole like even like Full Moon, Silver Bullet. And I'm because I know in Dracula the book, like they kill him by, I believe, like beheading him. It was either beheading him or setting him on fire, maybe even both. And I'm just wondering,
It was probably both. I would think decapitation and fire, just to, I guess, be on the safe side.
But I'm wondering if the whole stake through the heart thing like originates with that 1931 Dracula movie.
I'm not sure. I'll definitely have to research that now. Definitely have to research that now. I know, with going with books and everything like that, my friend Lou Pesci has done an amazing graphic novel called Nosferatu, The Untold Origins, and he'll be releasing another book, I believe, later this year. It took him like so many years because he does like so many, like right now they're digital paintings. He did start them off as regular hand paintings, but then there were so many of them he just like ran out of space at home to store everything. But I mean, he does a great job with Nosferatu. Like if you compare it to the actual film and everything like that, and he does like his own spin on it, it's like it's really well. I know it's like one of his best sellers, and I'm definitely looking forward to the second book coming out, which I'll probably be one of the first people to get a copy of it. But yeah, that book was awesome.
And I, and
There.
it's like Dracula is one of these things that has, one of these characters that has just become such a like universal, such as just a part of culture. Like I mean,
Yes.
even like cartoons. Like I mean, like look at like Hotel Transylvania.
I know, it's like that was like such a cute movie. I mean,
I'm.
I love that there's more things out for kids now.
Yeah,
You know, it's like
I only ever
the
saw the first of
yes.
those. I think they've had like three or four now.
Yes. I know, it's like it's amazing like how far, the vampire and the Dracula franchise has come like over and throughout the years. Like I think I would have been like, well, when I was a kid, yeah, I was kind of scared of Dracula. I was like a guy that came out at night and drank your blood. But now there's all these like cute little cartoons and kids are like, oh my God, Dracula, I love you. And like the 10-year-old me would be like,
Yeah, and it, oh, what was the Dracula movie with like Jason Scott Lee or with Jason Scott Lee? Do you know what I'm talking about? Where they're like
yes, I
vampire
do.
hunters?
That sounds, oh yeah, Jason Scott. Let's check this out. Jason Scott, vampire movie. Here we go, here we go. Nothing like good old Google here to back us up. That is not helping. I'm getting like Dracula 2, Dracula 3.
You know, no, it's Dracula 2 Ascension.
Aha!
Yep.
Google was right. Woohoo!
Yeah, yeah, he plays like a priest or something, Jason Scott Lee.
Yeah. Now I'm remembering. Okay, yep. Dracula 3 Legacy had Jason London. Yeah, okay, there we go. It's like jogging the memory. It's like when you've seen so many movies, mm-hmm. like in general, and seen so many horror movies, and then you try to categorize the Dracula and the vampires and all this thing into mm-hmm. one, and it's like, there we go. Wow.
Yeah,
I know it's. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
No worries.
It still amazes me, like how many, you know, Dracula movies were actually even made before Nosferatu. It's like, wow. I wish I could get my hands on one of those copies.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the Dan Curtis Dracula with Jack Palance?
No, I haven't.
Because that's pretty good. And I think that might have even, that screenplay might have, I think that was written by Richard Matheson.
Oh, wow. I definitely have to check this out.
Yeah, so Jack Palance is Dracula, and Nigel Davenport is Van Helsing.
Nice. I said there are so many Dracula movies, and now I just want to watch every single one of them. You know, it's like going back, it's like, wow. It's like, yes. Yeah, Universal Studios actually had quite a few Dracula movies. Mm-hmm. I know we mentioned that before. They had the Dracula, the 1931, the Bela Lugosi one.
Yeah.
It's like that one was directed by them. Yes, Dracula's Daughter, 1936, Son of Dracula, House of Frankenstein was actually by Universal Studios. And then they had House of Dracula right after that, following by Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. I think Abbott and Costello like met everyone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Meet the Mummy. I think Meet the Mummy is the only one I've actually seen.
Oh, well, I've definitely seen Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. That's another one of my favorites is Frankenstein. And then, you know, and I guess one of their last ones for Universal was Dracula in 1979, the Frank Langella version. It's like, which was, classic. I think that one's actually streaming on Amazon. I was getting ready to start that, and then I looked mm-hmm. at the time, and I was like, oh, later.
Oh, my God. I actually, looking it up, I have seen Pages from a Virgin's Diary. I have seen this. It's actually really good. It's not for everyone, and it's very, like, experimental. Because it's almost like they did it, it's like a film version of, like, they do it as, like, a ballet.
Mm.
It's definitely not for everyone, as hence it being the top of one list and the bottom of another.
I know, I just looked that up, and yeah. Although Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 87%.
Yeah.
IMDb is 6.8 out of 10. So it's like, that's not too bad. And 82% of Google users like the movie.
Yeah.
So there we go. So if anybody's looking for something, it's like definitely Dracula, Pages from a Virgin's Diary.
Yep.
It's like, I think that's awesome. And especially, like, I love silent movies. Mm-hmm. Like, one of my, like, I love, like, directing movies, like, Alfred Hitchcock style and everything, and I love black and white, and I just love silent movies. Like, in fact, the one movie that we have that's in London and Germany, M is for Maleficent, was literally thrown together in one day's time. It was silent and black and white.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I would love to do, like, a vampire movie like that. Yeah, this is awesome, yeah. For Dracula Pages of a Virgin's Diary.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah. Definitely have to watch that.
I want to see what Sci-Fi thinks. I found a link to Sci-Fi best and worst adaptations of Dracula, Sci-Fi Wired.
There we go.
Nosferatu, Dracula, Hammer Horror, Dracula, yeah. 1979 Dracula. Yep.
Yep.
Bram Stoker's Dracula. 2006 Dracula Bad, yes. That was like the BBC, before that version, that 2006 BBC version, they were known for pretty good stuff.
Yeah, and
And I
then
mean
they did that,
and since. And
like then they did that. Oh my God, I was just looking at that. I was like, whoa, like Stephen Moffat had something to do with that. It's like I love his show Coupling that was on like 1,000 years ago. But yeah, I was
Yeah.
surprised. I was like looking
And
at that. I was like,
yeah.
whoa, he had a stinker. Like what? Like
Yeah,
what?
the Argento Dracula should have been so much better than it was.
I know. I love Dario Argento too, and that movie just was like, foot. No.
Oh, have you ever seen Blood for Dracula?
No, I haven't.
It's by Andy Warhol.
Oh, wow.
It is. Yeah, and it's I love how they have the like this sci-fi article. They have the good, the bad, and then they have the weird.
Yeah,
And it's
that's what I was looking
like
at too. I'm
Blood
like,
for Dracula.
yeah.
I feel like Virgin's Diary will probably be in the weird section. NBC's Dracula was just bad. That
Yeah, I'm like,
like TV show or
why?
whatever. I mean, Dracula 2000 is actually a little fun. That's pretty fun. I actually enjoy it.
Yeah, that I definitely have to agree with you there.
Is that the one with what's his name? The guy who played Hyde on that 70s show?
Oh my God. Oh,
Danny Masterson.
Masterson. Yeah. Master Yeah, I think that was Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that one was a fun one. I they should have had another category like good, bad, weird, and fun.
Although I think the weird ones are just the fun ones.
That could be
With the exception
it.
of the TV show.
Yeah, definitely.
Pages from a Virgin's Diary is there. It's in the weird section.
Yep. Yeah. What was that? That was the last one on that list too. Like wow.
This Dracula in Istanbul has been on a bunch of lists that I've looked at. I've never seen this. I've never even heard of it before now.
Me either. And so, like I said, until I looked up like a massive list on everything, and I was like, "What?" I was
I
like,
mean,
"This exists." Like, wow.
I've at
I
least
feel like I've been in the dark. I
I've at least heard of most of these, but that one was
was yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Definitely, it was a Turkish was a Turkish made adaptation starring Atif Captin. Captan as the Count. Ooh. The events of the novel were updated to 1950s, and Dracula now moved to Turkey instead of England. I'm just reading from it. Well, I guess they had to have, Dracula in Turkey. I mean, I don't know about you, but I maybe he wanted a little spice in his life, so he moved over to Turkey.
Who knows?
But yeah, like I said, yeah.
Do you have a favorite vampire movie besides Dracula? I mean, yeah, this is the Dracula specific episode, but
yeah, we can... yeah, like I said, I definitely loved Anne Rice's Interview with a Vampire. Mm-hmm. That was definitely up there. I thought Queen of the Damned was pretty good, but I still definitely loved Interview with a Vampire. Mm-hmm. Like, how about you on that?
I mean, From Dusk Till Dawn will always be a favorite.
Mm.
From Dusk Till Dawn, Let the Right One In.
And the real one, right?
Yeah.
Not the they remade. Yeah.
And if you've ever seen Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, that is another one. It is not for everyone, but I feel like the people who like that movie, you know, love that. I love that movie.
Yeah, I definitely have to check that out. I'm like, I'm doing this and everything, and I'm taking notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm gonna look up like the original, like plot of Dracula. I just wanna, cause I know I read the book a lot, and the book. It's written in a similar format to if you've ever read Frankenstein.
Yes.
Which like that Frankenstein is one of my favorite books. But Dracula, it's written in just journal entries and letters.
Yes.
And it's. Let's see, 1897. So I mean, so there were definitely vampire books out before that.
Yes.
And you know, and I mean, the idea, of course, existed before, and I think Carmilla absolutely predates that.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh yeah. Like wow. Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's, again, like, Nosferatu is the closest to that original.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just looking up things, it's like, oh my god, I totally forgot, like, about the Underworld movies. It's like, yeah. I thought they were really good, too. Mm-hmm. It's like, those were good ones. The non-glittery movies, yes. It's like, Underworld was definitely good. I actually saw them backwards. I think I saw the last one in theaters, which prompted me to go out and pretty much watch the rest of them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like, I thought that one was definitely a good series.
Yeah. And it's, you know, this, I'm always, you know, surprised, like I've found it out so many times. So Bram Stoker wrote a lot of books.
Yes.
And like Dracula is the only thing he's remembered for. And I mean, like he wrote a book around the legend of Saint Patrick defeating the King of Snakes.
You know, well,
Snake
Pass,
it's called.
Let's see.
It was the only book, the Snake's Pass was the only novel that Bram Stoker wrote in his native Ireland.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he wrote quite a lot of books.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and I...
Yeah, I was just looking at some. It's like the Jewel of the Seven Stars, the Lair of the White Worm.
Yeah, I know. I knew he wrote. I knew he wrote that. Which, have you ever seen that movie? That's another. That's kind of a vampire.
Yes, I've seen that one.
Yeah, that's a good movie. It's weird.
Yes.
And I've
it's weird, but it was definitely a good movie.
Yeah. I've heard of Lady of the Shroud. Let's see,
You're right. It's like all these books, and he's pretty much remembered for Dracula.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, like,
Like, yep.
was he a horror novelist? Or I mean like those, I mean Lair of the Right Worm and Dracula definitely are, but I'm wondering if
Yeah. Maybe he was like the first one in that genre to write the write horror no novels. Horror novels. That's a good one. He definitely did some writing.
Yeah, and I mean, like, he can't. What is this mystery of the sea? Let's see. Story of an Englishman living in Devonshire who meets and falls in love with an American heiress. She is involved with the intrigues of the Spanish-American War, complex plot involving Second Sight. So yeah, so I guess a lot of his stuff at least had mystical elements.
That I agree with. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and I wonder, like, I actually don't know. Do you know if Mary Shelley wrote anything else after Frankenstein?
I don't think she did.
Yeah, because I know I read,
I
like,
could be wrong.
I read a biography of her a while ago, and I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Let's check that out. But I remember reading
She wrote a lot of
Mary
short
Shelley's
stories,
Frankenstein in high
apparently.
school. And what was really cool was that it just came out in movie theaters, and we were able to take a class trip to go see it. And I was like, this is amazing, you know? Like, wow. Let's see. Frankenstein, yep. We knew that one. We knew that.
But anyway, we've been talking for over 40 minutes, and I wanna ask, I have other questions that I ask on this besides the topic. Have you ever had any real paranormal experiences?
Oh, where to start?
Yeah?
I've had like so many of those. Like, if I literally have like a Ouija board in front of me, like it will start going off. Like, I've just always been one of those people that I believe like I attract spirits. At some points, like I really like I've stopped with a lot of things because it was just like too stressful and everything. I haven't had like anything enter my body. I've actually left my body, which was scary as hell. I had a really sick friend, and we were we never met, but we met on the internet. This was like when the internet first came out and everything, and we were like best buds and everything. And people were going off, like people that were witches and everything couldn't be friends with people that were into Satanism and everything. And like we found the ground that way, and which was really weird because we were both born on January 20th, 1978, and we just like had this connection and everything. And she had gotten like really, really sick, and I wanted to let her know that I was there for her. So I did like this little ritual and everything. And I did like kind of like when you see in the movies, like someone like a ghost, a spirit, something reaching out a hand to you and touching it. I was like, what I did was I left my body, which was that was like the biggest mistake ever. I felt like so cold and empty when I came back. I was like, okay, never do I mixed together like a couple different like spells and everything, and I guess it was like way too advanced for me or something, and it just like it shook me up completely. But she did let me know that she saw me and felt my touch and everything. But I guess like one of the earliest memories that I ever had like seeing a ghost, my cousin John lived across the street from a cemetery. And when we were kids, of course, we would go and play in the cemetery, because that's what kids did before
Yeah,
the internet.
exactly.
So we would go over there and everything, and one day it was like really, really foggy, and I noticed this little girl was there, and we just started talking, and I think we were like bouncing a ball or something like that back and forth. And then it was like later that I found out she actually passed away. Like she was like the same age that I was and everything, and she passed away, I guess when she was about probably like I guess 6 or 7, something like that. Because we found like the tombstone one day, and it was like really, really eerie. But yeah, I guess I've had a little piece of things and paranormal like around me or that's happened to me. But that's just me.
And final thing I ask, are there any movies? It can be a horror movie, a horror book, a horror subgenre that you think is underappreciated, or something that people might have missed that they should check out.
Something underrated. I'm trying to think. I've seen like so many things. I guess Suspiria by Dario Argento.
Oh, yeah.
I think that one's like very underrated, and that one like scared the heebie-jeebies out of me. Like I think it's a good like mind thriller and everything. Just the way that it was done, I wouldn't recommend the remake. I tried watching that, and I was like, no.
I never got around to it.
No, save yourself like the 3 hour tour.
Okay. I've heard mixed reviews. I've only heard good reviews and bad reviews. I haven't heard anyone say it was fine. I've only
I
heard,
mean,
oh, it's amazing, or oh God, it's awful.
maybe I'm just too attached to the original.
Yeah.
That
Yeah, and it's
could be it, because like forever, like I would just keep watching it and watching it over again. But I do have like a unique thing. I have that on VHS, which is different than what they released on DVD.
Okay.
And I think if you can grab a D if you can grab a VHS copy and a VCR, like I'm not sure like where you are in New Jersey, but one time we should, hang out and like actually watch the original. It is, I don't know what they did to it when they put it on DVD, but it was kind of not the same as what's on the VHS. Like I don't
Okay.
know how to explain it, but like the VHS version was better than the DVD version. Like I think they cut out some stuff, which was like
Yeah.
really weird.
Is this like what they did to Star Wars?
Probably. Don't get me talking on that. We'll be here all day.
Yeah, that
But yeah, I think that's one of the underrated movies. Like I'm not too much for like remakes and things like that. I haven't really seen too many remakes that I've liked from like a horror movie. But I would definitely say that one is underrated. And I think, for people, that are new to coming into horror and all they've seen were the remakes, like I definitely urge those people to find the originals and watch them. I love doing conventions and stuff. I've been like a guest pretty much from East Coast to South Coast. Yeah, South Coast. Is that a thing? No, West
West
Coast.
Coast.
There we go.
You've been
I'm
to
not listening
Florida,
to
I
you.
get it.
Yeah. But it's like meeting people and everything, and I love like running into people like say like Heather Langenkamp from the original Nightmare on Elm Street, and I was fortunate to ask her like literally like up close personal, like what did you think of the new Nightmare on Elm Street? And she didn't say anything. She was like, ugh, and she just like rolled her eyes. I was like, say no more. I get it. Say no more. But yes.
Yeah, I think like the Thing remake, the Thing and the Fly are really the only horror remakes that I can think of that are like really good.
Yeah, that I haven't seen the remake of The Fly, but I have seen The Thing. And yeah, that's definitely
yeah.
one that was good.
Yeah, that Jeff Goldblum fly is fantastic.
Yes, yeah. So that's, like I said, that one's on the list now to watch.
Yeah.
It's like, make sure I watch it.
And also, I've never seen it, but I've actually heard pretty good things about the Maniac remake.
Hmm.
I've kind of been kind of against watching it. But, I don't know, I like Elijah Wood.
Yeah, like, I would watch it for Elijah Wood. I guess it all depends on who they have cast, too. Like, if they bring, like, a whole bunch of, like no names in, kind of like what they did with the remake of Friday the 13th, it's kind of like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Just being a fan of that, and then it's like, then you get to a remake, it's like, eh. Either, like, the remakes are like, eh, or they're like, oh, wow, like, that was, like, totally mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think of remakes. Like I said, it's like, I'm not against watching remakes, but it's like, most of the originals that I've seen were better. But then again, there are a few, you know, remakes that have, you know, hit the cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, it has been wonderful talking to you today. I end every episode by letting my guest plug anything they have going on. Any social media, anything you're working on. This is your time to share it.
Oh, excellent. Well, I'm Christine Knowlton of Cracked Cat Comedy. Right now, I'm just doing a lot of online comedy shows. You can check out my website at www.crackedcatcomedy.com. And I'm also featured and a host of the Beauty and the Beast show, which is a comedy show, which is out every single Wednesday. You can find us on our website. That's thebeautyandthebeastshow.com. Or you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Sounder FM. And I think that's about it that's been going on. Like, all of my theater productions are on hold. I'm recently in hold for Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, which hopefully will be coming out this fall.
Mm-hmm.
So, other than that, that's just what I do. I also do art, graphics, everything you can find on my website at www.christinenolton.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm there. I'm blocking up your feeds. I'm making you run the other way. I'm making you run
the other way. Great. Well, thank you for talking to me today. And thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next week. Or will we?